Okay. Agenda item number five, discussion, possible action on surplus personal property. John Hollis.
Yes, sir. We bring you the surplus personal property item this quarter. You all can see you received the material. Obviously, as we mentioned before, our statute requires the board to approve the surplusing of any property that is believed to have any value. And that's what this list is. This time is some property that we have in various areas. We can go through that. Some of its value, to be quite honest, is going to be very minor, but nevertheless, we've put it on this list. Some item from the lab. We'll go through and just read it. Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Be it further resolved that the Board authorizes the General Manager CEO in certain instances to continue to use and or maintain previously authorized surplus property in a manner that is in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority until appropriate replacement property is received and placed in service. Central Basin Lab. Description 1, HAC digester apparatus. Reason for disposal no longer usable and is replaced. Information technology. Description 4, Dell tablets, 13 various printers, 2 projectors, 2 IP phones, 4 cameras, 4 Polycom units, 18 desktop computers, 2 battery backups, 1 pallet of used batteries, 1 various spare shelving parts, 45 monitors, 2 boxes, various network equipment, 2 equipment racks, 3 boxes, miscellaneous cables and devices, and 2 scanners, reason for disposal, obsolete and or inoperable. Lake Granbury, description, approximately 5 tons of scrap metal, reason for disposal, no longer needed. Description, 1SE6, 6-foot Rhino shredder, serial number 26154. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost-effective, replaced in 2013. Description 1, Kubota Zero Turn, Z021F, 60-inch mower, serial number 44651. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost-effective, replaced in 2013. Under Technical Services, the Environmental Services. Description 1, Electro Fisher Anode Pole, reason for disposal, no longer usable, replaced. Description 1, Fisher Scientific 225A centrifuge, serial number 506N0078, reason for disposal, no longer usable, not replaced. Safety and training. Description 1, Zoll 8008005001, AED plus trainer 2, serial number AH09E006464, reason for disposal, no longer usable. Under Temporal Belt and Regional Sewage System, description 1, 1990 Scarab Diesel Windrow Turner, reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, was replaced. Description 1, 1993 John Deere Front Deck Riding Lawnmower, serial number 101989, reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, was replaced in 2013. Description 1, 1985 Kubota Two-Wheel Drive Diesel Tractor, serial number 20086, reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced in 2013. Description number 1, Bush Hog 2400Q19, front end loader, serial number 14837, reason for disposal, only fits the 1985 Kubota two-wheel drive diesel tractor. Description 1, 1998, Liftmore 2700A service truck crane, serial number N795W50, reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, replaced with a Stellar 4420 crane in 2012. Description 3, containment. LF Manufacturing, Inc., 14-foot by 4-foot chemical storage tank, capacity 4,600 gallons, stored ferrous sulfate, reason for disposal, no longer using ferrous sulfate. And description 1, chemical storage tank, 6,000-gallon capacity, 8.5 feet by 15.5 feet, stored ferrous sulfate, reason for disposal, no longer using ferrous sulfate. Description 1, 5,040-gallon capacity storage tank, 12-foot by 6-foot, serial number 51426, reason for disposal, no longer using ferrous sulfate. Description 1, 6,500-gallon capacity storage tank, stored ferrous sulfate, reason for disposal, no longer using ferrous sulfate. Description 1, 2004 Ford Ranger pickup, VIN number 1FTYR10D54PA75470. Mileage 97,524. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, not being replaced. And 1, 2004 Ford Ranger pickup, VIN number 1FT YR10D34PA75466, mileage 124,081. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, not being replaced. Description: 1, 1996 Caterpillar IT28F wheel loader tool carrier, serial number SN6RR00639. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost effective, to be replaced in 2013.
Okay, you've heard the reading of the resolutions. They're entertain a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Peter.
Second.
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 All right. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.
Director Giacchino.
Yes.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question about the insurance provider in me wants to ask about those chemical storage tanks. How do we dispose of those? And I don't know how dangerous this sulfate is, but
It's actually going to be done through a contractor that works with this stuff, so it's not an unknown quantity for them. There's a market for it.
Is there?
Yeah.
So they dispose it, we're covered as far as if they do dump in the back of some...
It's not going to be marketed as something that it's not.
Okay, gotcha.